Shannon Sand in studio from UNL Extension. And Shannon, welcome in this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You get about this opportunity once a year, you're saying?
It's been I think it's been close to a year.
Yeah. So I think it's the first time I've had a chance to meet you since starting last March. So you are the Associate Extension Educator in Agricultural Economics.
Yeah, yeah.
For UNL Extension here in North Platte. A pretty broad title there, but it's all about educating, and you get a chance to do some of that with an upcoming conference that's taking place in Kearney. So that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yes, I'm very excited.
So. Today, this is the Nebraska Women in Agriculture Conference, and it is taking place February 26th through the 27th at the Eunice Conference Center South in Kearney there. And is this something you've had a chance to speak at in past years?
Yeah. So for the last 3 years, I think this may actually be my fourth year technically going, but this is my third year speaking there. And I've had the opportunity to speak in the past on things like direct sales, onboarding employees in agriculture. And this year I'm going to be talking about, with Glennis McClure and Randy Sainer, who's a local livestock educator as well, about what does it actually cost to wean a calf. So pretty exciting.
Kind of going through all the costs that you have associated with it.
Yep.
For sure, and get people up to speed with the latest on that. So what are you going to be, looks like you're going to be talking about adding weight and background to calves.
So I do a lot on enterprise budgeting. So what that is looking at, okay, so I have a cow-calf enterprise, but I also have a background enterprise, right? And I also raise my own replacement heifers. Those are all three different enterprises. Okay. So if I want to change one thing, maybe I want to add some heifers to my like replacement lot more than I usually do. Things like that. So enterprise budgeting, what we're doing is looking at like, you know, if we get a new bull, right? How much could he potentially add weight-wise? Or if we change, you know, how we're feeding them in some way, shape, or form, or if we're able to negotiate lower, let's say, pasture rental rates, things like that. So, again, really looking at how much does it cost to add some weight to that calf. So,
okay. The budgeting expert, so to speak.
For at least a decade and a half, yeah. So quite a while.
Some of the topics you're going to bring up at this conference, what about growing your own replacement heifers? Is it worth it? Things along that nature. You'll talk about using what's called an ag budget calculator, or ABC, huh?
Yeah, so we generally call it the ABC, but it's the ag budget calculator is really what it is called. It's a free software application that we've developed, or that I should say UNL has developed over the last 5 years with the Center for Ag Profitability. And Glennis, again, who's one of the speakers on this, is one of the ones who developed it. So, but it's really cool because we can look at break-evens, which is really important. I mean, we know the cattle market's doing pretty well right now, but let's be honest, in the last year, costs have also risen considerably. So, I mean, we just know that. So really knowing, you know, how much it costs to raise that calf, really important. So
helps you make decisions for, you know, you've got in your mind what you'd like to do, maybe about increasing your herd and all that, but you have to, you want to know that, you want to have tools that help you, you know, figure out whether this is best to do this at this time, you know, given the cost of
absolutely, because again, if you look at like the cost of, I just talked about this the other weekend at another conference, you know, we were talking about, you know, the cost of buying a bred heifer versus buying a, you know, a heifer calf, right? It's at least, again, this was in the Northeast, this isn't here. I was like, but, you know, the cost difference was not super high, I guess is what I would say, or not super wide compared to maybe what it's been historically. So some of them were like, oh, can we look at it this way where we buy bred heifers versus we buy like heifers? And I was like, okay, so we did that in it. So
what are all the factors involved in that? I imagine
too many to list in this short of time period.
Say, you know, you have major
feed,
things,
labor, fuel, fences, all the fixed costs, right? So your calving barn, your truck to go out and check on your cattle. So insurance, marketing costs.
Right.
Those are just what I remember off the top of my head. But there's There's a ton, and
fuel's a huge part of that, right?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it becomes a fuel it can be a big percentage, right?
Yes, it could be, yeah. So
yeah,
depending on the cost of the year. So
right, yeah. You just got to make sure your return is going to overcome those costs for
yes,
sure.
Yeah. We're hoping we're in the black and not the red. So
yeah. So there's always kind of a fine line in raising cattle, isn't there?
I mean that's any business, but yeah, the cattle market has typically historically always had kind of thinner margins, to be honest. So again, the last couple of years though have been really good, but you'll notice in the last year our costs of production, which if you look at the historic cattle cycle from like a decade ago when we had a run up. Towards the end, that's also when those prices, the input costs also increase. So, yeah.
You can't fix the prices that we pay at the supermarket, though.
No. No. I'm sorry. I don't make that kind of money, y'all. So. It'd be nice.
My wife's been passing when she goes on it most of the time. She's like, well, if you could find ground beef under $5, $5 per pound, then... right now, that's about as good as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Just a little under. So that's the way it goes. And then, of course, steaks and all that. I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah. I'm very spoiled, though. My family raises its own. So, yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
No.
Okay. All right. Anything else in regards to this conference coming up that you'd like to mention?
You can register up to the day of at the, in Kearney at the UNES Center.
Okay.
And there's early bird registration until the 15th, and I want to say it's 150 or 125. Let me double check real quick. But after that, it goes up
a little bit.
It goes up a little bit. So, yeah, and you can register up until the day of the conference. So if, you know, you suddenly have a babysitter or you're able to make it, you can go. There's all kinds of stuff. There's actually an attorney that's doing two separate sessions on farm and ranch transition planning. Nate DeWald, he's amazing. We have someone coming in and talking about different ways to evaluate your enterprise or, you know, how you're setting up your actual business. We have an entire networking session, which is going to be really exciting. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of new things. So, yeah.
How has the role of women in agriculture changed maybe the past 20, 30 years? Or has it changed?
They're more,
much?
I would say... It depends on the person, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I know some women that prefer to be in the tractor more so than they do the books, but I think stereotypically it's kind of assumed the women do the books a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of women that like prefer to be out in the fields and stuff because it's their happy place. So lot like men, quite frankly.
They're not numbers people or just don't like being bogged down and having to do...
I've met some where it's the opposite of what you think, where the husband's the one that's doing the bookkeeping and doing all the, like, you know, statistical and number-related things, and the wife is the one. She just enjoys being out there, and that's her favorite thing to do.
Well, I think...
It depends on the couple and the situation, so...
I think if if you're involved in farming and ranching...
You should know
everything. The reason you got into it, usually, is because you love raising animals, you love working the land, and... you love being outdoors, and
absolutely.
You love the challenges that the weather presents, right?
Yeah, but the weather's been real nice lately, so I hope we get some moisture, though. I will say that.
Yeah,
so
that could be
my fingers are crossed.
Could be a challenge if it continues as dry as it's been, but we had a good season last year.
I know. Hopefully we get some rain here in May or June, like last year.
So, again, just to go over this, the Nebraska Women in Agriculture Conference taking place at the UNES Conference Center South in Kearney, February 26th through the 27th. And I'm sure if they go to UNL Extension's website, there's a link to sign up.
If you go to cap.unl.edu, and CAP stands for the Center for Ag Profitability, you'll find it right there on the front page. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And there's, and then the, what you gave me too has some information about it, wia.unl.edu/conference.
Yep. And if you go to just the Women in Ag or wia.unl.edu, we'll also, again, take you straight to that. Okay. And you can also see the description of all the workshops so you can make sure, you know, there's stuff in there that you're interested in. So but they've got all kinds of things.
I mean, if nothing else, I mean, it gives you an opportunity to commiserate with other producers, right?
That is true. That is true. Again, you know, having that time to meet other people in similar...
Are you experiencing the same thing I'm experiencing?
Exactly. That is really helpful. Yeah.
for sure. So what are some of the workshops or?
Oh, okay. I'm really excited because I've heard Nate speak before and he does such a good job. So I'm probably a little biased towards that. But he's doing two different estate and transition planning talks. We have farm tax law changes, which we know have happened this year. Yep. So we've got Tina Barrett coming to do that. Anyone who has questions about grain marketing and price risk management, there's a whole bunch of those. I will say my background is primarily livestock econ. So that's why I focus on that, y'all, in this talk. But we have a whole bunch of different stuff coming up, and it's just really exciting. So
there'll be plenty of what they call both workshops and mini workshops.
Yes,
both days.
Yep.
And I noticed on the Wednesday before the actual conference dates, you have like a pre-conference workshop about leveraging livestock insurance.
Yes. So we are going to have, I think it's Kim Stone, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. She's going to be talking about, again, how to use livestock insurance, different ways to, again, leverage that for your risk management. So, because again, working in agriculture is not without risks. So.
I don't know how you do it. I have the utmost respect for people like yourself that are involved in that. I mean, even on your side, dealing with people that are, they're needing help. They're coming to you and saying, how can I manage this better and maybe produce a better bottom line?
I deal a lot with that. So
that's interesting. Anything else while you're here, Shannon, you'd like to touch on or promote that?
Not that I can think of, other than the Farm and Ranch show is taking place down at the...
You're going out
there?
Yeah,
I'm going out there after this, I'll be out there. Come by and say hi.
Okay. So this would be the UNL Extension booth?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a booth out there.
I don't know where you are in relation. I wandered. I got in there yesterday. It was the first time ever going. And I passed our booth. I didn't see our little spot in there because there's so many. It's
a lot.
It's just one right beside each other and rows in between them.
Yeah.
And chock full. And I went all the way length down looking for where we were. And then I went and I saw our sales gals that were there, but they were not near our booth. So I said, you're going to have to walk me to it. And it's not one of those things where you can say, it's just on the other end because there's rows upon rows. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. pretty large farm show. It's a lot of fun. And
a lot of big equipment, too.
A lot of big equipment. I will have to figure it out because I didn't go yesterday. I was in Imperial doing a budgeting workshop for producers there. So.
Yeah, it's not enough to, they tell you that, it's lot 30 or booth.
That's not helpful
space
to me personally.
30,
which
is ours. I'm like, that doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have the signs over them, but you'll have somebody there to guide you, I'm sure.
Well, I'll figure it out, it'll be all right.
Where it's at now, but I'll probably still get lost, how that goes, too. Shannon Sands been our guest this morning from UNL Extension. She is an associate extension educator. Mm-hmm. Agricultural Economics is her title. And if they'd like to get a hold of you, would you like to give your contact info?
My phone number, my direct line to my office is 308-696-6733, or you can email me at ssand2@unl.edu. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
ssand2@unl.edu.
Mm-hmm.
What's the 2 for?
I don't know. They do that. Okay. So
is there 2 Shannon Sands working?
No, I asked. I was like, when I started, I was like, I asked that.
Are you the second one that's ever worked for him? Or there might have been another S. Sand with a different first name.
Yeah, there might have been a number one.
All right. Shannon, thanks a lot. Have a good day. And we may bump into each other at the farm show. So take care. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right.